sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to die. Heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Thank you, Jesus.
You live, Jesus.
All fear is gone.
All fear is gone.
Because I know He holds the future. And life is worth the living just because He lives.
Hello, everyone. West Virginia.
Amen.
So good to be here with you today.
The family is gathering.
Yes, the family's gathering. The family of God. If you're not in the family, you can be by just turning to Jesus, repenting of your sins, and receiving Him and let Him take control
Amen.
Of your life.
Amen.
I'm so happy. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me.
Amen. Me too.
Glad He lives, Nikki.
Amen. I've been His for almost 40 years.
Amen.
I'm not turning back. Never.
Oh, no turning back.
No.
There's nothing to turn back to.
I've got the best life possible here on this earth. Because He lives, we can face today and tomorrow.
Because he lives. All fear is gone. Because I know He holds my future. And life is worth the living just because He lives.
And then one day we'll cross that river. We'll fight life's fight. can face each and every day. We can look forward to tomorrow.
Heavenly Father, Almighty God in heaven, we just come to you now in Jesus' name, thanking you for another day that you've allowed us to glorify you in one way or another.
Yes.
And God, we thank you to be here at Greenbrier Manor in Lewisburg, West Virginia today. We thank you for our dear friends that we've known for years, and we thank you for those that are new today. We thank you for those that turned on the radio to listen today. We pray they'll get a blessing. Yes. We pray most of all, if someone does not know you as their Savior, that through our efforts, God, by the Spirit, that they'll be drawn closer to the knowledge that Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus makes a difference.
Amen.
So right now, Lord, right now, use Nikki and me, and may we just submit to your will for this service in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the air we breathe. We thank you for the promise of heaven. Mm-hmm. We thank you for the hope that we have. We thank you for a good future that's ahead for all of God's people.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for making a way through Jesus. In your precious name we pray. And everybody says,
amen.
Oh, my goodness. So good to see all of you again. It's been a couple months, and we just want to praise God. We had a request to sing this song. Honey, this is for you, the one that wanted to hear in the garden. Amen.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear calling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing.
Everybody.
And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Thank God, thank God. Oh, thank God. Amen. That joy none other has ever known.
I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling.
And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
and the joy we share. You know what? It's a joy to be here with y'all today. Hey, Bobby. Hey, it's a joy. You know, the old song says it's joy unspeakable.
Amen.
And full of glory. That's right, Bobby. And I want to be full of glory. I don't want to be half full or just a little bit. I just want it to be running over, Nikki.
Running over. Amen.
Praise the Lord. And you know, the Lord's passing by here today. Why don't you reach out and touch him as he goes by? Amen.
And get filled up with that joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen. If you don't have it, all you have to do is ask for it.
That's right.
Do you know Jesus said that God will give us the desires of our heart?
Amen.
And we need to always ask him, Father, if it be your will, I'll do this. Or Father, if it be your will you do that? Because I don't want to pray for something that God would rather give me something else.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're just going to sing about that joy unspeakable and full of glory. My goodness, staff,
Amen.
Thank you. We're here in Lewisburg. We are filling up this place.
Amen. Woo! They're working hard.
All right, let's put our hands together. Here we go.
I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed.
La, la, la.
Oh, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory.
Here now, while we've been singing, y'all, the staff has just filled everything up here just about.
You have to bring them down on the elevator, don't you? Each and every one. Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Thank
you. Sort of reminds me. Yes, Bill. It might do it. They don't have a banister. You could slide down the banister to the bottom. Anybody ever slid down a banister?
Yes, what fun.
Well, you know, a lot of you know I was raised up in Alderson, and you know I went to visit this boy one time, and he was what we call rich folks. You know, they had a big house and all that, and he had a banister, and his bedroom was upstairs, and we'd been up there playing, and I'd never slid down a banister. And I'm gonna tell you, I asked him, I said, "Can I slide down?" And he said, "I don't know." He said, "I don't know whether you ought to or not." And I said, "Oh, please." He said, "Well, go ahead." And so I started sliding down. Boy, it felt so good. I got about halfway down, and a splinter about that long went up my tail.
Oh.
And you talking about, I thought somebody had shot me with a shotgun. And what was embarrassing, his mama had to pull that splinter out of the cheek of my tail. Oh. And she said, "Listen, that banister is so old, and we need to have it refinished and everything. Don't do it no more." And I said, "Ma'am, you don't have to worry about me ever sliding down that banister again." I'm telling you what. But I want to say this to you today. For the staff that work hard and make sure that you have something that will bring you some enjoyment, they get the blessing. They get the blessing. Some people have said to Nikki and me, over the last 26 years, "I don't see how you just keep going into those old folks' homes." And I say, I want to tell you something. Well,
that's
of
right.
Course.
We know that.
And I say, you just don't know what you're missing. Because if y'all look, I've never missed a meal. I've never run out of gas in my automobile.
No.
And God has taken good care of us.
He has.
I thank Him today that God will bless those that will love and bless others.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that you've seen the TV and all of the flooding and everything that's happening out in Texas and Louisiana. But you know what? You're seeing people do things that wouldn't do things before. Yeah.
Right.
You're seeing people that are helping other people that wouldn't have helped any other way except through some kind of tragedy.
Yes.
And you're seeing people send money and help. And we are part of the 700 Club. And Operation Blessing has got people helping there. And mm-hmm. there's help coming from everywhere. And that shows the true character of our country.
Yes.
Sometimes we're just a big mess. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But then there's other times when tragedy hits, you see what our country's made out of. And those that you see responding are responding because they care. And it could happen to us, couldn't it?
Yes.
We were in Raynell yesterday, and we were talking about the flood in Texas. And I reminded everybody, we had a flood here in Raynell, West Virginia.
Yes, people died.
And we saw people that didn't have a home, that the nursing home took them in.
That's right.
And took care of them.
Mm-hmm.
We saw people step up. And you know, God is expecting us Christians to step up.
Yes.
You know, time's running out for this old world. And we need to do what we can to win others to the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
What would it profit us if we gained the whole world and lose our soul?
Amen.
So I like to have nice things. I've got a young man I'm mentoring down in Jacksonville where I pastor a church, and I'm trying to bring him up to where he can be a good associate pastor one day. And you know, he was so excited, he got him a car. And he went to an auction and bid on this car that he wanted, and he got it a lot cheaper than if he would have went to a car lot and bought it. And he called me so happy and sent me some pictures and all. And I was happy for him because
yes.
he's like a son.
Yes.
And you know, God wants you and me to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're happy, then God is happy. You know that?
That's right.
So if you're not happy today and you're letting your health get the best of you, it is your own fault, isn't
That's
it,
right.
Mommy?
That's right.
But listen, let's turn to Jesus.
Amen.
Let's turn to Jesus. And let's let Him do the work that nobody else can.
Amen.
And that's point us towards heaven. Oh, that beautiful road that leads home. That beautiful place where Jesus said, I'm the door, and you can come in and go out through me.
Amen.
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 So let's take care of business today and make sure that we are seeking Jesus. Oh, what a good song. Come on, girl.
Living a life within his favor, having a trip. Change in my behavior.
Real joy is mine, no matter if the teardrops start. I've found the secret. It's Jesus in my heart.
Happiness is a new creation. Jesus and me in close relation, having a part in his salvation. Happiness is the Lord.
Real joy is mine.
Is mine.
No matter if the teardrops start. I found the secret. It's Jesus in my heart.
Happiness is to be forgiven, living a life that's worth the living, taking a trip that leads to heaven. Happiness is the Lord.
Real joy
is mine.
Teardrop star, I've found the secret. It's Jesus in my heart.
Happiness is to know the Savior, living a life within his favor,
having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the Lord.
And that's Amen. The truth. I've never been so happy as when I gave my heart to Jesus.
Beulah, guess where we're camped at today?
That's right.
We're down at the campground, our motorhome. We had a part to go bad on it, so we got it in the shop in Princeton. And so we rented one of the cabins down there. And it's so much fun to be in one of those cabins. And one of the things that I have really enjoyed is I can go right outside, and there's a little fence around the hot tub.
He's enjoying
you know what?
The hot
I believe
tub.
Everybody in a nursing home ought to be able to get in a hot tub.
We've always thought that.
It loosens you up.
You ought to have a nice, you could have one in every room, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Whenever those joints get to aching, you could just jump in the hot tub.
Yes. I tell you what, Virgil, did he make one out of a bathtub? Nikki said, hey, we can put something in there and blow bubbles in a bathtub. And
that's
I said,
right. Some kind of little motorized, beaters.
But we've enjoyed being at the Greenbrier. We went down to the, walked down to the river the other day, and Nikki stood out on one of those big rocks, and I took some pictures, and I put one of them on Facebook, and people just enjoyed seeing her standing there. They made some real good comments. And I think she's got a boyfriend that made a comment.
No.
What was it he said?
He said, serenity embodied.
Serenity embodied. Now, I'm from West Virginia. I don't know what all that serenity embodied mean.
What I was thinking
he was saying, hey, you're a pretty good looking chick.
No. That's what Buck was
thinking. Oh, that's what I was thinking?
That's right.
Well,
that's
I think she's a pretty good looking chick myself. But
no, he was saying that I just looked very serene.
We have enjoyed our stay at the campground, and I remember years ago seeing you up on the stage down there, and you and your son, and Oh, man.
No, you didn't.
But you see, we don't have to forget about those things.
No, you don't.
No, we've got those memories, and God gives us good memories, and the devil gives us bad memories.
That's right.
And if you're having bad memories about something,
chuck them
that's
out.
Not of God, because God will only give you good things.
That's right.
Amen?
Kick them out. Kick out those bad memories.
So anyway, I just, ma'am,
enjoy.
I'll enjoy it for you. We got another day there. We've been there all week. And just pray they'll get our motorhome fixed.
That's right.
Because I miss it. I sure do.
Well, we need it when
Amen.
We go to Florida.
Yes, we do. Amen. All right. There was a song, I Love to Tell the Story. How many of you have told the story of how Jesus has saved you?
Amen. Over and over
Boy,
and over.
Well, we need to keep telling that. The Bible says we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we did not. What, Nikki?
We did not love our lives to the death.
To the death. Thank you. Amen. All right, let's sing this beautiful song, I Love to Tell the Story. Thank you for the water. Oh,
yes.
Man. There's a miracle right there. Cancer's
yes.
gone. Amen. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love.
I love to tell the story
because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longing as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love.
I love to tell the story, more wonderful it
seems. Amen.
Than all the golden fancies.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Of all our golden dreams. I love to tell the story. It did so much for me. And that is just the reason I tell it now to thee.
I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. Play it for us, Nikki. God loves you and me today. He wants to bless His people. Open up your heart and let Him fill you with Him. Amen and amen. Play it now.